This is Congressman Joe Nolenberg. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Since 2001, Japan has taken an unprecedented series of actions to artificially weaken its currency. A weak yen provides billions of dollars in direct export subsidies to companies like Toyota, Nissan, and Honda that depend on the United States for the lion's share of their sales and profits. The yen subsidy provides a $4,000 to $15,000 cost advantage to Japanese vehicles exported to the United States. As a result, this year, Japanese auto exports to the U.S. are on track to reach up to 2.5 million, an 18-year high, even as more closings of U.S. auto plants are announced. Japanese exports benefit significantly from yen subsidies, as do vehicles assembled in the United States with components manufactured in Japan. Congress needs to do something meaningful to press Japan on the yen issue. The grossly misaligned yen is hurting our domestic auto industry and costing America good-paying manufacturing jobs. That is why I have introduced the Japan Currency Manipulation Act. This legislation directs the Treasury Department and the Council of Economic Advisers to work with Japan to facilitate the proper alignment of the yen to the dollar. This bill also directs the Treasury Department to work with our European trading partners and the International Monetary Fund to address the misaligned yen and the resulting trade imbalances. It is my hope that Congress passes this important legislation to protect our domestic auto industry. Once again, thank you for listening to my podcast. For more information on the unfair subsidies provided to the Japanese automakers by the misaligned yen, please visit www.autoyensubsidy.org.